Peace to you all.
好高兴再次来到大家当中来分享神的话语。
I'm so pleased that once again I do have opportunity to share God's words with you.
我们所读的圣经，这里不是给我们讲一个很宝贵的道理。
The passage we just read is not something that's so profound and precious.
尤其是今天的圣经。
Especially the passage we just read today.
这个不是个宝贵的道理。
This is not something very precious.
这是个宝贵的应许。
But rather a precious promise.
你知道道理跟应许的分别在哪里？
Do you know the difference between a precious doctrine versus precious promise?
一个道理就要你要努力去遵行的。
A doctrine or command is something that you have to put effort and endeavor to,、
这个、
to go after. It is very hard.
要我们遵行的事情都好不容易。
Something that asks us and demands us is very hard to pursue.
但是这今天是讲这里的圣经是个应许。
And rather, the passages right here is talk about a promise.
应许就是你用信心来接受就好了。
What is promise? It's promise that you receive by your faith. That's all.
要好的东西我们做不到。
There are so many things that we couldn't do.
那做不到我们就有很有失败的感觉。
So what happened if there are demands that we couldn't fulfill, then we feel frustrated.
其实世界上有好多事情呢都不是我们做得到。
And actually, there are so many things in this world that we couldn't fulfill.
我们知道应该做。
We know that we should do.
但做不到。
And yet we couldn't fulfill.
心里面就好难过。
And there we feel guilty and sorrow.
我不晓得大家有没有这个感觉呢。
I don't know whether you have sensed such feeling or not.
我希望你来到教会里面，你不单单准备要做好多好多的事。
I hope that when you come to church, not only you have many things in your mind that you wish to pursue.
我不是说你们要好懒惰，什么事都不做。
I'm not saying here that you should put off and being lazy and do nothing at all.
我们应该努力地做好我们应该做的事。
Indeed, there are so many things we should try to perfect them.
但是我们也要承认，有好多事我们想做。
And yet we should admit that there are so many things we want to do and yet we couldn't.
但是我们好宝贵一件事情。
And yet there is something that we ought to treasure.
在圣经里面有好多宝贵的应许是不是我们要做的乃是我们要信心去领受的。
That there are so many precious promises in the Bible, not that we should do something to receive it, but rather receive it by faith alone.
今天我跟大家思想的一个题目就是回头之后。
Today, the topic I would like to share with you is the things after turning back.
回头之后。
After turning back.
这个回头两个字。
Turning back.
好简单哦。
It seems to be very simple.
但你知道是好宝贵吗？
But do you know this is very precious?
就是说我们有一个机会我们做错了事了我们有一个机会回头。
That is when we are in a situation we are doing something wrong and yet we are giving an opportunity to turn back.
神毫无疑问的没有条件的来完全接受我。
Without a doubt, God receives us unconditionally.
这个回头
When you
不是说我们想要回头就单单这个观念。
When we turn back, it doesn't mean that if we want to turn back, that we could do it.
这个已经很宝贵了。
And actually, this itself is very precious.
这个观念是讲当我们回头的时候神是无条件的来接纳我们。
The concept is once we turn back, God receives us unconditionally.
你有没有看出这个宝贵的地方？
Have you seen the precious point in this understanding?
我记得一个我听过的一个真实故事。
I have heard a true story.
有一个吸毒的人。
Someone who was a drug addict.
他做了是 甚至要坐牢了。
He was in a point that he ought to go to prison.
他带给他家人好多的麻烦。
He brought many trouble and sorrow to his family.
因为吸毒的人呢是不由自主的。
Because those who are addicted to drugs, they are not in control of themselves.
他就带给家庭好多麻烦。
And therefore, he brought many troubles to his family.
甚至他的家人说，我没有这个兄弟了，我没有这个儿子。
And to a point, the family say, we don't want to recognize him. We will see him as he is not a member of the family anymore.
算我没有生过这个儿子。
Forget it. I forget about the son I ever had.
这个家庭就是这样看这个。
And this is how the family treats this member.
当这个人坐牢的时候，他心里面觉得，哎呀，我的人生不应该这样度过的。
When he was jailed, he said to himself, I shouldn't live my life like this anymore.
所以他在坐牢的时候就对自己说，我要回头了。
So as he was in the jail, he said to himself, I should turn back.
我不能够照这样来生活了。
I can no longer live like this.
所以他就立个志，他就说我要回家。
And therefore he set his mind, say, I want to return home.
当他回到家的门口的时候，
When he returned back to the door of his home,
他不敢进去。
He was not even dare to go into the house.
他就在他的家庭的家门的附近走来走去，走来走去。
So he was pacing back and forth before in front of his house.
他的心好自然告诉他，他的家人不会接受他。
That his heart keep telling him,Naturally, that his family member won't accept.
虽然他回头了，但是他带着好大的恐惧，不晓得别人是否接纳他。
Even though he has turned back, and yet he had a tremendous fear in his heart that his family member won't receive him.
结果他在他家门走来走去的时候
，As he was pacing before his house,
竟然遇到他的哥哥。
And unexpectedly, he met his brother.
他就好不好意思的，好惭愧的，跟他的哥说，我要回家。
And he started to say to his brother, I want to go home. And at the same time, he felt quite ashamed.
你知道当他这样讲的时候，他的哥哥怎么回应吗？
Do you know what was the response of his brother at that time?
他的哥哥说，你那么多年都没有回家了。
His brother says, for so many years, you haven't gone home.
你现在回家其实也没有用啊。
And now you want to return, what's the use of it?
他的哥哥是用一个有用跟没有用的那个观念来看他的弟弟。
So his brother is used the word of whether useful or not to judge his brother.
你来，你回家只是为更加连累我们的家。
That is, when you are returning back home, you will only bring more troubles to the house.
所以你回不回家其实没有关系的。
And therefore, whether you are back home or not, it means nothing to the family.
所以你看他好想回头。
As you can see, this person truly wants to return back.
但是他不一定得到接纳的。
And yet, he may not receive acceptance.
这个是真实的事情。
This is the true, a true story.
这个人呢，当他来美国的时候了，还曾经住在我的家里。
And when this person came to America, he even stayed in my house.
他后来，因为他后来成为一个传道人了。
Later on, he became a preacher.
家人没有接受他。
His family didn't accept him.
但是他回头，回到神的面前。神不但让他可以回头，而且来使用他，成为许多人的祝福，成为一个传道人。
However, when he returned back to God, and God accepted him, and he became a blessing to many now.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们想到主耶稣说的这句话，你回头之后要眷顾你的弟兄，这个回头是个非常宝贵的一个恩典。
And therefore, when Jesus said, when you turn back, you should strengthen your brother, this is such great promise given by Jesus.
神是没有条件的来接纳。
God accepts us unconditionally.
是完全的接纳。
Accept us totally,
没有条件的接纳
completely and unconditionally,
甚至没有如果的接纳
even to a point, there's no if or but afterwards.
完全的意思就是没有保留，没有 question, 没有问题。
When means totally receive us means there is no condition afterwards.
没有条件的意思就是说不是你做了某些事情我就接纳你了。
There is no caveat. It means that if, only if you have done something, then I will accept you.
没有如果的。
There is no caveat.
如果你好一点我就接纳你。
If you are doing something better, then I will receive you.
这是好宝贵。
And this is such a great promise.
他耶稣只是对彼得说你回头之后要兼顾你的弟兄。
That Jesus merely said to Simon,When you turn back, you should strengthen your brothers.
他甚至可以医治他，帮助他，让他有力量，可以承担一些责任。
The Lord will even heal him and help him to a point that he can bear responsibilities.
弟兄姐妹，这个好宝贵。
This is such a precious promise, brothers and sisters.
我想到也是真实的事情。曾经发生在1950年代的美国。
I was reminded for another true event that happened in America in 1950s.
那个是刚刚是中国跟韩国美国跟韩国打仗的时候。
That was during the Korean War.
那个时候美国派了好多兵士去到那个朝鲜那个地方来打仗。
America has sent many, many military soldiers to North Korea to fight.
我们知道今天呢，美国跟那个北韩呢也好紧张啊。我们希望不要再打仗。
Which remind us even today there is a great tension between North Korea and America. We hope there won't be any war.
今天假如打仗了，不是普通打仗了。是核子战争，是非常可怕的事情。
There is no longer traditional war. Once war break out, it will be nuclear war.
我今天的事情呢，就讲回是五零年代的时候。
However, I would like to describe the things happening back in 50s.
那时候有一个受伤的兵，受伤了，在韩战就要回家了。
There was a person, a soldier who has been injured in North Korea, so he was sent back home.
因为他受伤了。
Because he was injured.
所以他就回家，去到三藩市的时候。
So once he returned back to the state, returning back to San Francisco.
他就打一个电话给他在 New York 的父母。
And he made a call to his parents in New York.
他就对接电话的是他妈妈。
And it was his mother who picked up the phone.
他妈妈听到孩子的声音就好高兴了。
And once the mother heard her son's voice, she was extremely happy.
那就他的儿子就对妈妈说：“我要回家了。”
And her son said to her, "Mom, I want to come home now."
他说但是我要带个朋友回家。
And however, I need to bring a friend of mine to come home.
他的妈妈听到也觉得好那就带他来我们招待他一下。
And her mom said, of course, yeah, bring him along. We would like to receive him as well.
但是他的那个儿子对他的妈妈说不是接待他一阵子啊，我要他住在我们家里啊。
And her son said to her mom, "Well, this is not just for a short period of time. We need to hold this person for a long time."
他跟妈妈说，因为他一只手没有了，他的脚也没有了，他不能够自己来生活了。
And he said to his mom, "Because this person has." Lose a limb of his hand and a leg.
然后他妈妈就对他说：“哦，听起来这个孩子啊，也蛮勇敢的。好啊，我们接待他半年好吗？”
And her mom, his mom said, "Oh, of course. It seems like this is a truly very brave soldier. Why don't we receive this boy for about half a year?"
他就很紧张对妈妈说：“不是啊，他不是半年了，他怎么？”假如我们不要他，他怎么来生活呢？
And he said to his mom, "Mom, without taking care of him for life, how can he survive?"
他要住在我们家里面。
That he is going to stay in our house forever. Could he?
那个时候他妈妈就忍耐不住了，就对那个孩子说，哎呀，你太情绪化了，他受伤，他怎么可以住在我们家一辈子呢？
And his mom replies, you are too emotional. How could this person as a handicap live for our life, for our house for life?
我们没有能力来照顾他一辈子。
We are not capable to take care of such person for life.
那妈妈就讲了好多好多的话。
And his mom continued on for quite a long time.
然后讲到一半的时候，那个儿子就把电话挂了。
And as in the middle of her talking,The son hang up the phone.
后来这个父母就接到一个军方打来的消息。
Then the parents receive a notification from the military.
说他的儿子已经死了，自杀死了。
And saying, dear son has committed suicide and is dead.
于是父母就飞到那个膳房室那里，就要看那个儿子的最后一面。
So the parents rush over to San Francisco, want to see their son for the last time.
当这个父母去到的时候，他看到他的儿子原来就是没有个手，原来就已经没有一条腿了。
As they saw the son, they realized the son has lost an arm and a leg.
原来他的儿子要知道他的父母是否能够接受这样的一个充满了伤痕的一个人。
It turns out the son wished to find out whether the parents can accept a person who has been injured inside out.
这个受伤的儿子所需要的是个完全的接纳。
The injured son wished to receive a complete
acceptance. 不是一阵子的半年的接纳。
Not just for a period of time like half a year.
但是他好失望。
And yet he was greatly disappointed.
虽然他没有跟他父母讲清楚。
Though he didn't clearly state what happened to himself.
但是他知道
to the parents.
他假如回家会成为父母的重担。
And yet he realized if he returned back home, he will become a burden to the parents.
所以他就宁愿的毁灭自己。
And therefore, he rather destroy himself and kill himself.
今天我要跟大家讲的一件事情，当耶稣说回头之后，这是一个没有条件的一个接纳。
Today, I would like to share you all. When Jesus say returning back, there means there is acceptance, which is unconditional.
这是一个完全的恩
典。 It is a complete grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要知道神是毫无条件的来接纳。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, we must understand God accepts us totally and completely.
假如要求我们一点点要做什么，我们都做不来。
If he make any type of demand, we need to know we couldn't even accomplish any.
我昨天有机会去到参加那个林书豪的那个一个分享见证会。
Yesterday I was fortunate to attend a sharing given by Jeremy Lin.
那个聚会除了那个 Jeremy Lin 一个分享非常好。
Not only there was a great sharing given by Jeremy Lin.
他说他从来都不是靠自己能够面对他的人生。
He shared that.He had never been able to face his own life by his own strength.
因为他的人生呢，就充满了上下上下。
Because his life was filled with ups and downs.
有好的时候，有最不好的时候。
There's a peak of the mountain or go to the bottom of
the valley. 这个并不是他不努力。
It is not because he didn't put in any effort.
他每一场球他都是尽所能的去打。
He tried his best on every single game.
但尽所能也不一定能够成功。
And yet, when he put all of his effort, he may not succeed.
也加上他的那种亚裔的身份，一个中国人的身份，在这个球赛里面，有时候是非常吃亏的。
And also because of his ethnic background, as an Asian, as a Chinese, he oftentimes was in putting in an inferior situation.
他说，在这种上上下下的时候，虽然心灵里面不好受。
Even though he say he went through the rough time in emotionally when he go, was going through ups and down.
但是他说，上帝的恩典就好像在那个曲线的那种上面呢，这上面一条线是直的。
And yet he say, yet God's grace is like a flat line on top of all the ups and downs.
是不受这个曲线所影响的，是在这个线的曲线的上面。
That line is above all the ups and downs. That it won't have been affected by all the ups and downs.
那就是上帝的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
帮助他走过了许多的挫折失败的时候。
It helped when he went through all the frustration and failures.
我觉得在我们的人生里面有好多的事情都是这样。
Doesn't resemble our lives as well?
不是我们不努力。
It's not because we didn't put in any effort.
还是种种的原因，我们总是会遇到失败，遇到成功的这种交替的生活。
And yet, because all the situation that before us that will cause ups and downs.
好像今天我们当中有好多的少年人。你们前面的生活也是会up and down的。
Just like many young people who are sitting right here, your future will be filled with ups and downs.
而且呢，加上我们像也像林书豪这样，我们是一个中国人，虽然是美籍，但是还是一个中国的面孔。
Just like Jeremy Lin, even though we are American, and yet we are Asian American with Asian faith.
我们比别人要加倍的努力。
That we need to put extra effort than others.
但是虽然是加倍的努力，但是还是 up and down.
But even we put all of our best, we're still going through ups and downs.
但是你有没有一条线在这个 up and down 的上面？
But and yet, do you have a line that lives above all the ups and downs?
那就是上帝的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
是上帝所给你的平安。
And this is the peace God is trying to give to you.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
回头。
Turning back.
你可以回头。
Yes, you can turn back.
什么时候都可以回头。
Whenever you wish.
因为神一直在等待你的回头。
Because God is waiting for your turning back.
我想想都常常都想起那个路加福音的那个十五章的浪子。
And oftentimes I was reminded by Luke chapter 15, that prodigal son.
他回头之后，父亲就完全接受他了。
When the prodigal son returned, the father accepted him.
不过呢，我最近就想一件事情。
And however, I was thinking about one particular point recently.
为什么这个浪子要等到最后才回头呢？
Why this prodigal son needs to wait until the end of his wit?
那最后才回头，他说早一点就好了。
Why does he wait until wit's end? Why didn't he return back earlier?
是不是？
Isn't that true?
其实他有好多机会回头的。
Actually, he had many opportunities.
有没有想过啊？
Have you ever thought about it?
那比方说，
For example,
他说：“父亲啊，请你把我应该得的，我的财产，我应该得的给我。”
At the time when he said to his father, "Please give me the amount of money that I should inheritance I should receive from you."
啊，结果呢，那个父亲什么都没有问他。也没有说什么，也没有骂他，就是把他辛辛苦苦赚来的钱，把一半的财产给了这个背叛的小儿子。
And the father didn't say anything, and he takes half of his possession that he had worked all of his life just turned to this younger son.
假如我是那个小儿子呢，我是会很受感动啊。
If I'm that younger son, I will be deeply moved.
哎呀，我的爸爸完全的接受我，都没有问我什么，就愿意听我讲，给我去试试看，给我去闯闯看了。
My father didn't challenge me anything, and he just gave me all this money without asking me further questions, and let me give a try of my life.
那个时候我就可以回转了，我应该，假如是我了，我会在那个时候就回转了。哎呀，原来爸爸对我那么好的。
If I were the younger son, I will return back to the father because I realize how good my father is to me.
但好，可惜那个儿子没有在那个时候回头。
Sadly, the son didn't turn back at that moment.
好了，他就拿了钱就去。圣经说他跟好的，他就花光了他所有的钱了。
And the son took the money and squandered it all.
你知道花光所有的钱也不容易啊。
Do you know it's very hard to actually squander all of your money?
是不是啊?
It's a challenge.
就是要真的要懂得花才可以花。
You truly know how to spend the money to squander all.
而且花了好多的时间去花的。
And you need to spend time to use up all of your money.
啊，假如是有些人呢，他会在这种情况之下了。
For some people,
他也会醒觉的。
Some people will come to their own conscience.
哦，我以为以前有钱就有了一切了。
And they might think to themselves, in the past, I thought if I have money, I have it all.
我以前以为我有钱我就快乐了。
In the past, I thought once I have money, I will gain happiness.
我以为我花钱去享受我就 OK 了。
I thought as once I indulge in enjoyment, I will be OK.
哦、在那个时候有经验的人都会知道你真的每天都给你吃那么好的东西每天都给你玩一样的东西玩了一天两天可以十天八天可以太长你就觉得没有意思了、
For those of us who understand who experience if we receive one good, a good food delicious food luxurious food for a day or two it's okay but when it start to last long it becomes nothing to us
所以有些人呢
so, for some,
在某一个这样的情况之下呢
time,
他们也觉得 不过如此嘛所以就回头要回到家里了
They will come to their senses and thinking to return back
因为亲情比这些更宝贵
Because the family tight is greater than all the material things
不过呢好可惜这个浪子也没有在这种情况之下回头
Sadly, this prodigal son didn't turn back home at that moment either.
还有去到另外一个情况，他把钱都花光了。
Now he's getting to another condition. He has spent all of his money.
就穷苦起来了。
So he became poor.
哎呀，好穷好苦的时候，也应该是个回头的时候了。
So when he starts to suffer, it's the good time to turn back, isn't it?
是不是啊？没有钱了吗
Of course, you used up all of your
你就可以想起哦，爸爸那里 还可以让我回家。
Then you may come to your senses. My father has a room for me. I should return back home, isn't it?
因为他知道爸爸爱他的，事实上也是这样。爸爸一直在等着他回家。
He should understand his father loves him, which is the truth.
但是没有。
And yet he didn't.
到最后
，until the end，
他觉得我要靠我自己。我的努力来东山再起。
He wants to use his own effort to start up again.
结果呢？
And
那个环境不允许他。
The circumstances won't allow him.
因为那个时候整个大环境都不好。
Because the environment didn't give him a good opportunity.
他也靠自己。好，我去一个人地方打工。
And he truly try to get up by his own ability. He said, I will start to work now.
这个人也好有志气啊。
Of course, he truly want to set his mind.
我去打工。
I'm going to work.
喂猪我都愿意。
Even feeding the pig, I'm willing to do it.
大丈夫狼吃狼身。
I'm a man. I can do anything.
好多人都这样讲的。
Many people make that claim.
我靠我自己。
I'm going to depend on myself.
很多人都会这样。
Many people
但是
do that.
他想不到。
However,
等他去到那个人家的时候
once he came to the place, he tried to work.
他圣经这样说。
According to the scripture,
他饿了，他肚子太饿了。
He was hungry.
他求那个主人 给那个猪吃的东西给他吃。
He begged the owner to have the food that was about to feed to the pigs.
那个主人也不给他。
Even that, the owner won't allow him to do so.
连猪都不如啊。
He was worse than pigs.
他不是因为要靠自己，但是他没有机会。
He's not trying to depend on himself. He just didn't have opportunity.
这个人去到那个地步，真是好可怜。
Can you imagine how pitiful the person is at that time?
当然后来呢，他还是回头了。
Of course, at the end, he came to his senses.
我就想，你早点回头嘛，就不要受那么多的苦了。
I think if you have come to your senses earlier, you won't suffer this much.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，不要等到最后才回头啊。
Brother and sister, and therefore, please do not wait until the end.
神在一直的等待着我们。
That God is waiting for us continuously.
你知道当他那个浪子回头之后，爸爸去相离还远，就抱着他，拥抱着他。
When the prodigal son came back to the house, the father rushed to him and embraced him.
这个拥抱就是完全的接纳，没有保留了。
Embracing means accept this person without reservation.
也是没有条件的。
There's no condition.
不但没有条件啊。
Not only there's no condition.
他还把上好的袍子给他。
He even put on the best robe on him.
还把那个戒指戴在他的手指头上啊。
And even put on the ring on him.
还把鞋子给他穿上、
啊、even give the shoes.
还给那个牛犊给他宰了给他享受啊
and kill a good calf and for him to enjoy.
这是他父亲对他的态度
and this is the attitude being given by the father.
也是神对我们的态度
this is also the same attitude God is treating us.
这个回头不仅仅是个普通的行动
Turning back, it's just not a normal gesture.
这个行动是一个关系的建立。
The gesture is the establishment of a relationship.
你知道那个圣经的最后是怎么讲吗
？Do you remember at the end of this parable?
他讲到那个父亲跟那个儿子就一起的欢喜快乐。
It says the father enjoyed with the son together and they celebrate together.
关系的建立。
And there is a relationship being built.
神完全的接纳我们。
God accepts us unconditionally.
而且看我们是儿子。
And treat us as sons.
一直的带领我们。
And continue to lead us all the way.
让我们彼此有好的、美好的、欢喜快乐的。
So that we may build up a joyful and happy relationship together.
弟兄姐妹，也就是回头的意思。
Brother and sister, this is the meaning of turning back.
当我们做了这件事情，小小的一个态度，一个转变，上帝完全的接受。
When we do this little gesture, God will accept us totally.
这是我今天讲这样的一半。
And this is the half of my sermon today.
回头之后
So what happened after turning back?
要坚固你的弟兄
That you should strengthen your brothers.
这个好重要
This is very important.
这不是一个条件
This is not a condition.
这是个邀请
And this is an invitation.
你不是仅仅回头就是这样了
You just not for you to turn back and that's all.
你还要可以有力量，有力量来帮助，坚固你的弟兄。
You need to have power and ability and strength to strengthen your brothers.
弟兄姐妹啊，在教会的生活就是一个彼此坚固的生活。
The life in the church is a life of building up and strengthening up each other.
当我们回头之后
，When we turn back，
我们也去守望。去帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，让他不要越走越远。
That we should strengthen and taking care of one another, so no one will go astray.
要帮助他们也回头。
We also want to help them to turn back as well.
这个好重要。
This is very important.
你知道耶稣是这个是话呢？是对门徒彼得讲。
As you know, Jesus said this to his disciple Peter.
耶稣完全的相信他。
That Jesus believed in him totally.
所以把工作、把任务、责任交给他。
And therefore, Jesus gave him the responsibility.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要把教会的工作当作一个重担啊。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not take church assignment work as a burden.
当神把一个工作交给你的时候
，When God has given you a responsibility, an assignment,
那是一个恩典
，and that is a grace.
啊，我就有这个经验。
I have such experience.
上帝呼召我，把工作交给我，其实去透过这个工作、这些服事来造就我、帮助我。
God has called me and gave me responsibility in a way He is trying to use that assignment and calling try to build me up.
当我去兼顾弟兄姐妹的时候，我自己也变得兼顾了。
On my way trying to strengthening others, I realize I myself has been strengthened.
至少我要学习帮助自己去兼顾，我才可以兼顾别人。
At least I need to help myself to realize that I am able to strengthen others, and in the process, I myself has been strengthened.
彼得就是这样。
And this is the case of Peter.
你知道彼得啦，这个当他接受了耶稣这个吩咐之后，他真的确确实实啦去做了许多兼顾弟兄的。
When Peter received the command from Jesus, it turns out he truly went through the endeavor of building up others.
假如你看刚才刘星读那个加拉太书二章九节的时候，
If we truly pay attention to the passage we just read in Galatians chapter 2 verse 9,
你知道保罗在这个加拉太书里面呢，特别提到三个人。
That Paul mentioned three particular persons in this passage.
就是雅各
That is James.
基法
Cephas.
约翰
John.
基法就是彼得
Cephas is Peter.
他说雅各是耶稣的兄弟雅各啊。
James right here is the brother of Jesus.
然后彼得
And Peter.
然后约翰
And John.
他们就成为了教会的柱石。
They became the pillars of the church.
什么叫柱石
？What does pillar mean？
就是顶住，
that、
顶住整个的建筑物的。
That is the one who hold up all the stress for the building.
你知道这个不是彼得说我是柱石。
You realize it's not Peter who did a self-proclamation saying,
I'm the pillar. 是保罗说他是柱石。
But rather, Paul say he is the pillar.
那才是真的。
And then it must be true.
你知道保罗的要求好高的。
Do you know Paul is such a high demanding person?
他不随便说假话的。
He won't make false a statement.
啊，彼得好的时候他会站。赞赏彼得。
And when Peter is good, Paul will commend him.
彼得不好的时候
，when Peter is not good,
保罗骂他的。
And actually, Paul rebuked him.
有没有看过这个圣经啊
？Do you remember what
他装假的时候，彼得说就这个保罗就骂他了。
When Peter was pretending, then Paul rebuked him.
所以呢，那个他是柱石，是真的柱石。
And therefore, when the statement say he is the pillar, he is the pillar.
那个意思是什么
？And what does the pillar mean?
当彼得接受了这个命令
，When Peter received this assignment and calling,
要兼顾弟兄的时候
，that he needs to strengthen others.
他真的把它看成一件非常重要的事。
He truly treat this as the calling.
我不晓得大家了不了解，弟兄在你的生命中，当然包括姐妹啦哈，弟兄姐妹在你的生命中是个怎么样的位置吗
？I wonder how do you treat brothers and sisters around you?
很多时候我们都看哦，他是我们主爱之家的会友吗？
And perhaps you say, well, he or she just a member of our church.
我们每个星期都见见面的。
That we see each other weekly.
我们也谈得来的。
And that we actually have a quite good relationship.
我们的关系蛮好的。
We are not bad.
这个当然也好了。
Of course, this is not bad.
但是你知道吗？这种关系在天父的眼中是一个怎么样的关系？
And yet, do you know how our Heavenly Father will view such a relationship?
你知道那个敬拜啊，这个旧约的那个大祭司要敬拜，要敬拜神的时候，他要穿一个圣衣。
Do you know when the high priest, when he was about to worship God, he need to wear a tunic?
今天我们不用了哈。
Now we don't need to wear such a thing. 牧师也没有圣衣
啊。
That we don't have a special robe for the pastor.
但是呢，那个敬拜啊，里面那个圣衣的观念啊。是我们应该有的。
And yet the concept of the holy tunic that is something that we should have.
那个圣衣有一件叫以弗德。
And there is a vest, ephod, the priest should wear.
以弗德有个肩带。
And this vest has two strips.
然后呢，圣经呢讲了这个腰带呢。要有十二个支派的名字在上面的。
And on this very special vest, there are 12 names listed on the vest.
所以呢，的意思就是说，你去敬拜神的时候，你要担负承担你的兄弟的那个责任，放在肩头上。
That means when the high priest come to the holy temple to worship God, The person need to carry on all the burdens and caring for all the brothers and sisters in the 12 tribes.
就是弟兄姐妹的需要，你去敬拜神的时候，你都放在你的肩头上。
That is the need of all the brothers and sisters that you should carry along when you go see God.
然后呢，松牌有一个松牌在前面。
And there's also a breastplate.
那个松布就是一个关怀。一个怀抱的一个地方。
And chest is a place where we put our caring and heart into.
的地方。
And a place of love.
保罗呢有一次呢，他称呼那个阿里西姆啊，一个奴隶，一个犯罪的奴隶，说他是我心上的人，就是这个意思。
And Paul used a term when he called Seamus, saying you are a person.On my heart, using the same term.
我们通常都是叫女朋友是心上人。
Oftentimes, we only call our girlfriend as a person who is in my heart.
我们通常都叫男朋友是心上人嘛。
Or calling your boyfriend.
但是呢，那个保罗说，这个阿里西姆这个奴隶，犯罪的奴隶是他心上的人。
And yet, Paul made the claim this guilty slave is the person in his heart.
但他做对了，因为圣经确实是这样。你敬拜神的时候，你爱神吗？你要把你的弟兄放在你的胸前，放在心上。
Actually, this is truly the teaching from the scripture. As we come and worship, we should carry the burden and caring from all the brothers and sisters.
圣经说，你用刻图书的方法刻，把十二个支派的名字刻在里面啊。
And God demand the high priest need to engrave the 12 tribes' name on the breastplate, on the vest.
所以这个弟兄啊，在你的敬拜的那个部分呢、啊，是非常重要。
And therefore, your brothers are part of your worship.
所以呢，你有没有记得耶稣曾经吩咐有一个教导说，你要献祭吗？
And don't you remember Jesus gave a teaching that saying, if you want to worship and give sacrifice.
那你先把你的祭物放下来。
You should put your gift and sacrifice aside first.
然后去跟你的弟兄和好。
And make peace with your brothers first.
然后才回来敬。
Then come back and worship.
这是好清楚的。
It's clearly the teaching.
然后耶稣也吩咐，你要对我很好吗？你要白杯凉水给我吗
？And Jesus also say, do you want to do me good?
你不用对我很好。
You don't need to treat me good.
你把这杯凉水给弟兄兑少一个。 就坐在我的身上。
As long as if you want to serve to the least of the brothers, then you are doing unto me.
是不是好清楚啊？
The teaching is clear.
其实这个观念啊，在神创造天地那个世纪，这个世界人类开始的时候，就已经有了这样的一个吩咐了。
And actually, this concept and teaching was there before the creation of the universe.
你记得那个该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯吗？
Don't you remember how Cain killed his brother Abel?
然后杀了之后，神就对该隐说
，When Cain killed his brother, God said to Cain.
就问该隐，你的兄弟亚伯在哪里
？God asked Cain, "Where's your brother?"
然后该隐怎么回答
？Do you remember the reply from Cain?
他说：“我岂是看守我的弟兄的呢
？”He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
我对他没有责任的。
I have no responsibility with him.
我岂是看守他的吗
？Am I his keeper?
你为什么问我啊？
Why do you ask me?
其实该隐知道的是亚伯是他杀的。
Of course, God knew, Cain killed, Abel.
其实当该隐这样回答的时候，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？这句话的时候是表示他根本没有这个兼顾弟兄、看守弟兄的观念在他里面。
When Cain replied,He said, am I my brother's keeper? He never had the concept and understanding that he should strengthen his brothers.
这个好可惜啊。
This is sad.
因为没有这个观念。
Because he does not have this concept.
所以他就随便的，因为嫉妒的缘故来杀了亚伯。
He killed his brother out of jealousy.
今天这个观念我们有没有呢？
Do we have such understanding in our mind today?
你知道啊，假如我们没有这个观念啊，我不敢说我们会把弟兄姐妹杀掉。
Don't you know how critical to have such understanding? I won't say if we don't have such understanding, we will kill our brothers or sisters.
我们不会杀我们的弟兄姐妹。
We won't kill our own brothers and sisters.
因为杀人要坐牢的。
Because if you kill, you need to pay for it.
你杀人，你良心会责备你的。
If you kill someone, your conscience will accuse you.
但是，假如你没有这个看守的观念的时候
，And yet, if you don't have the understanding of keeping your brothers,
这个好严重啊。
And this will get into a dangerous situation.
为什么会杀人呢？
Why someone will kill someone else?
简单的观念就是说，我不希望他再在我的眼前了。
Simply put, I don't want to see this person before me any longer.
我希望他在这个世界上消失。
I want this person to be disappeared from the earth.
这个就是杀人的一个最简单。最初步的动机了。
And this is the most simple and primitive motivation of killing.
你也没有希望你的弟兄姐妹在你眼前消失啊。
Have you ever think someone else will disappear before you?
有时候我们哎呀，这个不要在我眼前了。
And sometimes you say, I really don't want to see any person, this person anymore.
真的有时候。有些弟兄姐妹真有这种想法。
Some people truly have such ideas in their mind.
我希望不要见到他。
I don't want to see this person.
真的有位弟兄跟我这样说。
Truly, there's a person, a brother say that to me.
他说：“老牧师，我不参加诗班了。”
And is it Pastor Low? I won't join the choir.
因为每次见到他，我就很气了。
And because
那个人呢
？Every time when I see the person, I feel sick.
所以我不参加诗班。
And therefore, I won't join the choir.
这样的原因其实他就没有那个观念。哦，原来看顾弟兄、看守弟兄、爱弟兄姐妹，在神的眼里面是那么重要的。
Because he didn't have the understanding that it is very important that we need to strengthen other brothers and sisters.
所以我要实行这样的一个教导。
And therefore, I need to execute and put into action.
我不需要改变他。
I'm not here to change the person.
我更加不需要他消失。
I don't want the person to be disappeared even.
我是让我自己。
But rather to let myself
更加的坚固。
to be stronger.
更加的完全。
To be more complete.
让我可以接受他。
So that I can accept the person.
甚至可以帮助他。
To a point I can strengthen.
所以我要成为柱石。
And therefore I need to be a pillar.
柱石是不随便移动的。
A pillar is not something movable.
这个是我希望呢，我们教会多点柱石。
I truly hope this church have more pillars.
一个不够啊。
One is not enough.
还有雅各啊。
There is also James.
还有约翰啊。
There is also John.
啊，还有彼得啊。
And also Peter.
啊，我希望我们教会也好像有这个三个啊。不止三个了，三个看得见的。
I hope at least we will have three visible pillars in the church.
看不见的柱石。
There are also invisible pillars.
啊，我们就教会就坚固了。
And when we have more, the church will be strong.
我们彼此来帮助弟兄姐妹，建立弟兄姐妹。
We will help one another and strengthen one another.
还有呢，
And then.
彼得为了兼顾弟兄姐妹，他做了一件很特别的事。
And Peter did something special in order to strengthen others.
啊，我们都可以试试看来做的。
We can also try to do that too.
彼得曾经为弟兄姐妹写了两本圣经，记得吗？
That Peter has actually wrote two books in the Bible. Do you remember?
彼得前书，彼得后书。
First Peter and Second Peter.
以前写书不简单的。
It is hard to write books in the past.
我们写现在好了，就打放在电脑前呢，就打，哇，好方便啊。
Right now we can all just come before the computer and we start typing. It's easy for us now.
我觉得我们是生在最好的时代。
I feel that we are living in the best time.
哇，我年轻的时候啊，要印刷东西啊，要写用钢笔写在那个蜡纸上。然后用手工来印东西出来的。
I remember when I was young, I need to use pen to write on wax paper, then go through the roller to print.
然后呢，要报纸的，要贴上去的，要放得正正的。
And once we want to print the paper, we need to put the paper exactly along the edge.
啊，现在好简单。
And now it's so easy.
你买一个 computer, 好多 template, 好多都给你设计好了。你按着来做就好了。
Nowadays we just use computer, we use a different software template, and we just do it so easy.
彼得的时代更加啦。
And can you imagine the time in Peter?
所以彼得前后是不容易写成的。
So it is hard for Peter to complete these two epistles.
又有好多的牺牲，牺牲他的时间。
He need to sacrifice his time.
牺牲他的个人的生活。
He need to sacrifice his life.
啊，在那个。油灯的底下
and under the oil lamp,
一个人默默的耕耘
and he started taking, writing down word by word
想念弟兄姐妹的需要
and thinking about and consider other people's need
你不能够写东西是无病呻吟啊 and, 一定要言之有物啊
you cannot write things out of nothing
所以你要好多的思想好多的安静啊、用心去写
and you really need to quiet hard and put your sweat into your writing
要花时间要用心去写
you need to spend time and you need to put in effort
啊，这就是彼得对弟兄姐妹的坚固
and that was the strengthening of Peter to his brothers and sisters
啊，其实我刚才听弟兄姐妹带领唱诗，我好感动。
And actually, I was deeply moved when I see the inspiration leaders leading us sing songs.
为什么呢
？Why？
我真是看到有预备在其中的，要准备的。
Because I have seen preparation within.
因为他预备的诗歌跟今天讲到好吻合的。
And because the songs they have prepared match today's sermon.
我相信他们不是说。现在要做了就立刻走上来做了不是的
I believe they didn't just come up here spontaneously
我预备这个讲章啊我昨天晚半夜我还要起来预备的
I have prepared this sermon even last night I need to
不是那么简单啊
got up early, late at night start preparing
所以假如你要说好我愿意来坚固我的弟兄
So if you set your mind say yes I want to strengthen my brothers and sisters
你愿不愿意花时间呢
Now it comes to the question are you willing to spend time
你愿不愿意用功用心去写一些东西 预备一些东西
Are you willing to put in effort to write something
啊，这是彼得做得到
And this is what Peter has done
这教会也可以这样做。
Church can do the same.
为弟兄姐妹花时间，不用花。
Spend time.
为弟兄姐妹用时间。
Spending time for brothers and sisters.
好，第三，最后。
And thirdly,
坚固弟兄。
Strengthening brothers.
你有没有记得彼得前书第五章十三节讲什么吗？
Do you remember 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13?
他特别提到有一个人叫马可。
He mentioned about a person called Mark.
那个马可是彼得说他是我的儿子。
And Peter addressed Mark as his son.
那马可是彼得的儿子吗？
Is Mark truly Peter's son?
不是。
No.
不过他是把他看成儿子的这样对待。
But rather, Peter treat Mark as his son.
而且是好亲密的关系。
Father and son is truly an intimate relationship.
不过我想起圣经里面有一句话了，因为是儿子，所以我管教。
And however, in the scriptures say, because you are my son, and therefore I discipline.
我不晓得那个彼得有没有管教马可。
I wonder whether Peter has disciplined Mark.
我想不会吧。
Perhaps not.
不过呢，他一定对马可讲真话。
And however, I believe he always say something true to Mark.
也可能对讲一些马可不喜欢听的话。
Or some words that Mark may not be happy to hear.
是不是啊？我们对朋友不敢讲他不喜欢听的话。
Is that true? Is sometimes we are afraid to say something that our friends might feel offended.
但是我们对儿子、对儿女会讲他们不喜欢听的话。
And however, we will say something true to our children.
他就把马可当成他的儿子。
And Peter treat his treat Mark as his own son.
我觉得这是彼得好特别的地方。
And I think this is something very special about Peter.
还有一个特别的地方呢。
There is also something special.
他把他所有的都传给这个儿子。
That he has given his all to the son.
你知道吗？那个四福音里面有马太福音。
Do you remember there are four gospels here? There is a book of Matthew.
这个门徒哈，利未。
And it was written by the disciple Levi.
有约翰福音。
And also there is the gospel of John.
然后呢，路加是个医生。
And also gospel of Luke.Who is a physician?
他做了好多研究。
That he has done many research.
写成了路加福音。
In order to complete the book of Luke.
既然有约翰福音。
So if there was Gospel of John.
那常理来说应该要彼得福音嘛。
And so it's reasonable to have Gospel of Peter.
已经写了彼得前书写得出来了，他一定可以写彼得。
If Peter is capable of written 1 Peter and 2 Peter epistles, he must be able to write Gospel of Peter.
那为什么不写彼得福音呢？
And how come there is no Gospel of Peter?
为什么是马可福音呢？
And how come it's just Gospel of Mark?
咱们研究过圣经的人都知道了，马可福音的第一手资料都是彼得给他的。
As those people who was a Bible scholar, we all know the Gospel of Mark received the first-hand information from Peter.
换句话说，当彼得真的实际的来去兼顾马可这个弟兄的时候，
In other words, when Peter truly put his mind to strengthen this little brother Mark,
他把他当成儿子的这样。把最好的给他的儿子。
He treated him as his own son, and he gave his best to Mark.
是让他能够成功。
So that he can succeed.
今天能够大家都记得有马可福音。
And now we all know there's a gospel of Mark.
他曾经是个失败过的人。
He was a failure before.
连保罗都不要他的。
Even to a point, Paul did not want him.
为了马可的缘故啊，保罗跟巴拉巴吵架。
Because of Mark, Paul had a quarrel with Barnabas.
甚至分开啊。
To a point they separate.
所以马可啊，一定犯了一个错，错得好厉害的。
So Mark must have committed some mistake so serious.
但是彼得接受他。
And yet Peter received him.
而且栽培他。
And not only that, he built him up.
而且让他成功。
And also allow him to succeed.
这就是坚固弟兄的那个意思。
And this is the meaning of strengthening brothers.
弟兄姐妹可以想象一下。
You can imagine.
假如我们主爱之家里面的弟兄姐妹。
If all the brothers and sisters in HOCL, the church,
积极成为柱石坚固自己。
That we all commit ourselves as pillar.
不要成为别人的重担
，not becoming other people's burden。
但假如有需要的话
，and however if there is a need，
啊，我们彼此帮助
，may we help one another，
为弟兄姐妹花时间
，that we are willing to spend time for our brothers and sisters，
用心
，to put our heart into，
劝勉
，to encourage，
扶持
，to build up，
这个非常好。
This will be great.
还有呢
And
我们大家都希望大家能够向上的
That we hope all of us can grow upward.
能够有用的
Can become useful.
这是非常美好
It will be beautiful.
这是上帝的心意
And this is the will of God.
他把弟兄姐妹托付给我
That he has bestowed brothers and sisters.Around us.
所以不单回头
Not only we need to turn back
不单领受上帝那个无条件的恩典
Not only we receive the grace from unconditional
我们也学习来承担责任
condition that we need to also take upon responsibility
好不好我们来 用这个作为我们那个教会生活的态度
Why don't we take this as our living principle in the church
找个机会来问问 George、啊、问问我们教会的、弟兄姐妹、啊、我有什么可以帮忙
Take a time、talk to Brother George and ask What can I do
我有什么可以做的
Is there anything I can do
我觉得是非常美好的
I feel this is going to be beautiful
我们做这些因为我愿意按照圣经的吩咐回头之后去坚固
We do it because we are willing to take upon the command after we turn back.